You're listening to Amber and Billows on Sunraysia's Hit 99.5.
There's a cup of coffee going over there, mate.
I've got a great coffee going on, thanks.
Got a nice splash of blend 43. Ooh. This is a bit of a treat this morning, Sunraysia, because I'm going to tell you about this amazing office hack that we came up with. That I'm pretty happy with. Last two Mondays, let you behind the curtain.
Yeah.
Last two Mondays, Amber and myself have got into work, 5:30 in the morning. Mm. Nothing's open.
And the first thing you think of is a coffee.
Need a cup of coffee. It's middle of the night. Yeah. Jeez, I've got to be perky on the radio in half an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Get to the fridge, and one of two things will inevitably happen. There'll be no milk, or there will be off milk.
And it is rage city in the kitchen.
It really is. It is enough to really ruin a day, and we need to be on our best game for you, the people.
Yeah.
So, I came up with a hack on Friday that has ensured that Amber and I have got milk for our coffee today. And it involves me drinking 100% of the coffee before I leave on Friday lunchtime.
Yeah.
Yeah. All the milk gets drank before I leave. That's our new rule.
Yeah.
And then someone in the afternoon goes, oh, there's no milk. Oh, it's all right. It's the middle of the day. Shops are open. Let me go buy some
more. Good thing there's a shop. Yeah.
And then milk there for Amber and I on Monday.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you. Thank
to this
you
for, office.
It's really just for you and me. It's
and
not
my
for the
sanity.
Whole office. It's just you and me. Look, it was tough on Friday because there probably was 750 mils of milk left.
you chugged it.
Chugged it like a champion because I'm like, I looked at the date. I'm like, it might be okay Monday, but I'm not confident.
If I drank that much milk in one go, I would power spew after.
I drink a lot of milk anyway, so I'm pretty conditioned to do this. But again, this is one for all of my early risers, all those people that get to work early and the afternoon shift ruins it for them.
No one thinks about the morning people, do they?
Chug all the milk before you leave and there'll be magically fresh milk there in the morning. Amber, over the weekend, comedic legend Chevy Chase was in a bit of a road rage incident in which he was cut off. He followed the person. He went to give him an earful. This ended with him getting kicked to the ground. Now, Chevy's okay.
That's good.
Look, let's start with this.
Mm-hmm.
Chevy Chase is 74 years old. So I don't condone kicking him to the ground.
Kicking old people.
That being said, I've heard Chevy Chase is quite a tool, so I think a lot of people went, oh, God, I would have loved to have kicked Chevy Chase to the ground.
I mean, what did he think was going to happen if he's chased? He got cut off. Big deal.
From what I've heard.
Then he goes and chases the person that did it.
From what I've heard about Chevy Chase, he probably thought that they're going to recognize me as Chevy Chase and apologize profusely for cutting me off.
So someone kicked old man Chevy Chase.
So got me thinking. Who would you like to kick, Amber? What celebrity would you like to kick? I'll kick it off for you.
I mean, okay.
Jaden Smith, number one on my people I'd like to kick list. He needs a good dose of reality, and I think me kicking him could be the good start. Like, oh, maybe the world isn't all just my daddy giving me lots of money and video clips for things.
Video clips.
Yeah.
Okay.
His rap career is based on the fact he's Will Smith's son. I'd kick the hell out of Jaden Smith.
I think I'd like to kick Katy Perry.
Yeah?
Just a little kick.
What's your beef with Katy Perry? Because I know there's a long-standing beef.
Yeah, it's pretty common knowledge here on Hit that I don't
care for her.
Katy Perry. I don't like the things that she says.
Because you like to build women up wherever possible, but Katy Perry's where you draw the line.
I like them all.
No.
Yes, I'm a champion of women, but
that is the most honest thing I think you've ever said on the subject. I can't like them all.
It's like, just statistically, it's not possible for me to like every woman on the planet.
No,
I don't like Katy Perry. I think I might kick her.
Yeah. Tony Abbott.
Yes.
Not even for his policies, Amber. I'm not going to get political on you. Just because he made Australians look stupid when he ate an onion, skin and all.
Mm-hmm.
The whole world went, is that what Australians do?
That was my
do they eat onions, skin and all?
That was my beef with the whole time he was Prime Minister. I was like, on a world stage, people are looking at him and he's reflecting us?
Yeah, that's right.
Eating onions, you weirdo.
Probably got time for one more, Amber. Who would you like what celebrity would you like to kick?
I'd like to kick Jason Statham.
Oh, whoa, why? What Jason Statham?
He's just annoying.
What's
he's
done to anyone?
Just Jason Statham in every film ever.
That's not his fault.
And I think I'd like to kick him.
He's a martial arts expert. He'll probably kick you back.
No, he won't.
Did you notice that I picked an old man and Jaden Smith? Two people who I'm pretty sure I could take. You're taking Jason Statham. You're on your own. Da 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 do di 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 di. It's time for Naughty Sporty. It is at 6:40 now. Got the Muppet song stuck in my head for some reason.
I thought you were going to choke.
Yeah, nearly did that too.
Oh, we got a naughty today, everyone.
Still got a few throat issues from a few bevvies on the weekend.
We got a naughty today, everyone.
Didn't want to attempt a high note. Naughty, you say?
Are you done?
Yeah. Okay. That's the backstory to today's theme song.
Shut up. Okay. This guy was born with a rare condition. Mm-hmm. And at first, you might think it sounds cool, but I've decided it's not.
Okay. Well, tell us the condition.
He was born with two penises.
At no point does that sound cool to me.
It doesn't?
Not the slightest.
Like, if you could have two penises for a day.
Nope.
You wouldn't?
Why would I want it?
I just want one for a day. Just one day.
You'd just spend the whole day windmilling, I'm sure of it.
Totally.
It's like, look at this! Nothing about that sounds desirable to me.
So, back in 2014, he did an Ask Me Anything on Reddit.
Yeah.
You can imagine how blue that would have gone. Jeez,
I was about to say, the only thing I want is an hour with that dude just to ask him questions.
Yeah, well, he's done that. He's also recently released a book. So diphilia, I believe, is the condition, which affects one in 5.5 million American boys or men. And after that...
That's the sound of Amber being uncomfortable.
Yeah, after that it gets a bit...
Bit blue?
Yeah.
There's a lot of details. I don't think I need to read a whole book of his.
I agree.
I could possibly go to the Reddit Ask Me Anything.
Yeah.
Because, like, you think about... His first time with a woman.
Mm-hmm.
That must have been terrifying for all involved.
Everyone.
And you'd need to find a very open-minded woman.
You'd have to, like, you would have to say before things got going, it's like, heads up, I have two penises.
I think it'd have to come up early in that. You couldn't spring that on them at break time.
Because that would be quite a shock.
Like, put yourself in those shoes, Amber.
Yeah.
Getting a bit hot and heavy, and at the time where it's like, we're about to do this, you're like, FYI, two ding-dongs. Discuss.
Ooh, okay.
Because you're out.
I'm very curious. I would like to see them.
Oh, me too.
Yeah.
100%.
I'll have to Google that at home.
I'm about to get my phone out to Google it this very second because I don't want IT tapping me on the shoulder when they get to work late. A bride has left her friend crying in a restaurant after dumping her from her wedding party because she banged on 20 kilos. No more bridesmaid. Too fat. Now... Few questions.
Okay.
How long did it take her to put on 20 kilos? Because that is a conscious effort, I feel. That's gaining weight for a movie that's coming up that you're starring in.
Aw, no.
I don't know, 20 kilos.
Maybe she always has problems with her weight and fluctuates a lot.
Do people fluctuate 20
kilos? It is no reason to dump someone as a bridesmaid. Okay. That is ridiculous.
Okay, I will continue on. So the other reason, it wasn't just, she's too fat. It was that she apparently runs either a gym or a personal training business,
mm-hmm.
and the wedding photos were going to be part of her marketing, and she couldn't have... the big gal in her pictures.
That's just, but if someone's your friend and you care about them enough to invite them to be a bridesmaid in your wedding, that's just poor friending.
Well, I definitely don't want to go in a bat for this woman because I'll read the rest of the post. I took her out for dinner last night and explained to her why I didn't want her as a bridesmaid anymore. Well, she started crying in the middle of a restaurant and it was super embarrassing, so I got up and left.
I can't say all the things I want to say.
It gets worse. Anyway, I got home, checked my phone, and she'd already sent me three extremely nasty text messages. I'm reading this word for word. So I took the high road, ignored them, and blocked her on all social media platforms and from being able to call or text me. She took the high road, Amber.
She's done that woman a favour.
I wish I felt bad about this, but I don't, she continues. At least my wedding photos will look great now.
Whoa.
13, 12, 16. Did you fire the bridesmaid? Were you the bridesmaid that got fired?
Yeah.
Either, I need stories. If they can be as juicy as this, that'd be wonderful.
Yeah, the juicier the better.
This is just ripe for the picking. There is so much. Another quote. I can't have fat people in my pictures. What kind of image is that portraying to my customers?
Separate your business from your wedding day, lady. You're an idiot.
13, 12, 16. Was a bridesmaid fired? A bride is coming under fire online because she has sacked her bridesmaid because she banged on a cool 20 kilos.
That's just so rude.
Yeah.
Nothing ruder.
No.
13,
and
12.
Did it in public too. Took her to a restaurant. She's like, had to leave her because she started crying and causing a scene.
You're questioning your mate's weight and you take her to a restaurant. That seems counterproductive.
Yeah, that's right. Don't take your bridesmaid to the buffet if she's already banged on weight.
13, 12, 16. We want to know if you have been dumped as a bridesmaid. Tash, has this happened to you, doll?
Yes, I have.
Oh, my God. Tell me what happened, Tash. Give me all the juicy details.
You know, I made a friend through my mum. Like, my mum used to look after her kids. She got engaged and, you know, it was all happy. And she asked me to be a bridesmaid and I was so excited. I was like, oh, my goodness, yes. Like, I've got this all down pat. And then it was probably 2 months before the wedding, maybe three.
Yeah.
Her partner actually started hitting on me and was, like, flirting and stuff. And I was like, this is not a good idea. And so she said, because her partner had started to develop feelings for me, that I couldn't be a bridesmaid.
That's not when you fire the bridesmaid. That's when you fire the groom.
100%.
Did you go to the wedding?
No, I wasn't even invited to the wedding.
Oh, my God.
They said I would cause drama. I'm, like, the most drama-free person in the world.
Again, you're not the one causing drama. The groom is.
Yeah, and I'm married.
Oh,
I'm
so
married.
God.
She went through with it, got married. Are they still together?
No, they actually got divorced. 6 months after the wedding because, shock horror to everybody, he actually hit on more bridesmaids.
Oh, my God.
This is my favourite story of all time.
I wonder how, like, the bride felt after that. Like, she's dumped you as the bridesmaid, still married the guy.
I did the right thing by, like, speaking to her about it as well, and she's like, well, no, sorry.
Oh.
I can't have you anymore. And I just went, what? But he's like, yeah, she still does not speak to me to this day because I apparently was the first one to make a move. And I was like, sweetheart, I was engaged at that time. I've got children. I'm now married to my now husband. So I did not want that at all.
Yeah, that's right.
Some people just see what they want to see, don't they, doll?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, Tash, thank you so much for your call. That was the greatest.
No worries.
Keep those calls coming through. 13, 12, 16. Pillows is loving this juicy, juicy gossip.
Oh, my God. Is this what girls do when they're together? Because I want in.
Apparently, everyone, men lie about the cost of engagement rings.
Yeah. Every time I tell Carly how much it costs, I chuck another grand on it.
Oh, no.
I want credit.
They're going the other way.
What, they're lying about it being cheaper?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
To avoid making their partner feel bad about how much money they've spent on a tiny piece of metal that goes on their finger.
Don't I feel like a bit of a dick?
Look, my boyfriend Riz and I are not there yet.
No.
But we're pretty good at lying to each other about how much things cost.
Okay, why's that? Why do you do that?
So I bought Riley a pair of socks with my face on them.
The face socks? Mm-hmm. Of course you did.
And he's like, where did you get them? And I showed him the website and he saw the price of the socks.
Okay.
And they were like $30. Okay. And he's like, did you spend $30 on a pair of socks with your face on them? And I was like, hell yeah, I did. Actually, they were on sale at the time.
Oh, well done.
They only cost $20.
So he doesn't feel as bad or he doesn't think you're as crazy.
And then,
because you got them on special, so he believes.
Yeah. Literally, 40 seconds later, he's online showing me this water bottle that he wants.
Yeah.
That he had already bought me. He wants a matching one.
Yeah.
And the water bottle was like $60. I know. And I said,
$60? Like, what else does it do?
You were just, that's it.
Is Riz's face on it?
No. I was like, you were just giving me crap about spending $20 on a pair of socks and you bought me a $60 water bottle. He's like, no, I didn't. It wasn't even that much.
So in 2 minutes, you've both lied to each other and you've both realised that you spent crazy amounts on stupid things.
Yes.
$60 on a water bottle.
I know.
And it does nothing else. It's just a water canister.
Well, it's glass.
So
it's breakable.
This is the best of Amber and Billows on Sunraysia's Hit 99.5.